1240 AM WSBC. Yeah. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. Yeah. This show's presented to you, folks, by the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub out in Beverly and in Bridgeport here in Chicagoland.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
The finest of Southside pubs.
Oh, yeah.
The best.
Fox's Beverly Pizza, the best thin crust pizza on the South Side, especially on Western Avenue.
You bet. Steaming.
Flood Brothers Disposal, the best garbage men in the state of Illinois.
That's right.
That's steaming too, some of it.
Oh, they get it right out of
there. Some people say the world.
They'll take it.
And the International Association of Firefighters Local Union too. It's a mouthful, but they are the heroes.
The best.
The best. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always to my left, twin brother Billy.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Billy. Good and to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hello.
Hello, boys.
Dude, I am kind of tense and
angry.
Oh,
yeah, so am I.
I'm angry this week.
I'm like Jaws right now.
Are you? Yeah, me too.
I'm looking for a head to bite off.
I had one of those days. You know what it is?
I
started pounding the phone lines again from sort of a sales perspective.
Yep.
I haven't done this in like a year and a half.
Sure.
Right? And you forget about all the no's you get.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Or the people that you're not talking to the right person. You know, you're trying to figure
out.
Who
am I talking to?
Right. You know? Now, at my age and for as long as I've been in sales.
Yes.
I go right at it now.
Yeah.
I don't dilly-dally.
No.
You know? I go, yeah, here's what I want. Are you the right person to be speaking to? You know? And the guy will start talking and then I'll go, are you the right person to be speaking to?
Yeah.
You know, please don't interject. But there's nothing
worse.
Just always
say, let me talk to your boss. Let me talk to your boss.
Yeah. Whatever happened to let me talk to your boss?
Nobody wants.
Yeah, there's no more boss.
We're all equals.
We're
here.
All the boss. And you're going to have to get past
no
me before I.
No cubicles, open layout.
Yeah. Well, it's just this sort of, we're in this virtual world now. You know, where everybody,
you're
a virtually important person, butthead.
Yeah, but you're not.
But you're not, but you think you are, right? Everybody's walled off in their own little home and office
now. And you're
now.
Pounding an old landline. Right? Look at you.
I'm pounding, not a landline, it's a cell phone, right?
Oh, I wish you had an old, you know, landline with a ton of buttons on it.
But people are amazed when you get them on the phone, right? I go after this guy on LinkedIn. Let me show me your life. Show me your life and jobs.
Let me show you my life and jobs.
Yes, that was the Aaron Neville demo that didn't make the cut.
Almost made.
Microsoft people went, we don't know.
Plus he died.
Yeah, that's true, too. That usually doesn't help, you know? Actually, it doesn't matter in today's society.
No.
Can we get a dead guy to do the voiceover?
Yeah, we can get hologram Aaron Neville in here and
right.
Do the LinkedIn spot.
Wouldn't that be special? You know? It's a virtual workplace now.
Whoa. You hit that. You hit that perfectly.
I try. Well, you know what? It's the anger in me. Brings out my Neville impression.
Yep.
So
anyway, everybody thinks they're important now.
Yeah, they're not.
Because they're sitting in their couch at home.
You want to hear
why underwear.
Why I'm angry?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was at baseball practice. My wife had to go do something, so I had all three of my kids, but Brody and Brendan are both on the field.
Uh-huh.
With about 20 minutes left, my daughter turns to me and goes, I got to go poo.
Oh, been there.
Oh.
Been there. When
and
the kid has to poo at an awkward time.
But there's no bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So I have to sprint home in my car. Drop a deuce with her and then head back.
Yeah. And leave
all
your,
in 20, and I'm going to be cutting it close.
All in 20, yeah. And but you had to leave your kids there with like the coaches,
yes.
Right? The other that's not
and
a
I,
big deal, though.
But I didn't say anything to him.
Right. It was just like what? It was, oh, she.
So
had,
they just saw me leave.
Right. She's like, I got to go now.
So I was afraid like they were going to start crying because they just saw me take off and that they probably didn't think I was coming back.
Right.
Oh, I got you. Do you have the coach's number where
I
you
did,
can text
yeah,
them?
Yeah, and I called. He didn't answer.
Well,
yeah,
he was busy. He was coaching. You know.
But, so
I know that tense feeling, though, Clay. It's
rushed,
the worst.
I hate being rushed, you know?
Right. My son Mikey always has to go, like, at places that have horrible bathrooms.
Yeah.
Like, one time we're at the driving range.
Or in the car.
Like, a dumpy driving range,
yeah.
You know? And he goes, I gotta go poo. I go, all right.
I told my wife, I'm like, there was a porta potty on the premises at the park, but it had a lock on it.
Yeah,
she goes, I'd rather have her poo on the grass than a porta potty.
Yeah, well, I'm laying down the toilet paper for the kid and like sitting there with him with my back turned while he goes. It's brutal.
I had it.
See,
yeah,
it was a nightmare.
I had cousins that taught me how to poop in public.
Oh,
yeah, like I got comfortable.
Is that something
with
you learn from cousins?
Yeah, I think cousins can teach you how to poop in public.
Well, you don't know how to poop in public? You don't got no cousins?
That's the very last line of Bill's resume.
Yeah.
I'm good at pooping in public.
An asterisk.
Yeah, I'll put that on LinkedIn.
My cousin taught me how to poop outside.
How to poop in public.
How to poop in public.
And not be ashamed.
Peacefully.
Yeah, I mean, I can do it.
I'm pretty proud
of you. I mean, because I've gone on, like, I'm not afraid that if I'm, like, in a fishing spot, you bring the roll of toilet paper and
you go.
Find a spot.
Listen, on to more important things.
Mm-hmm.
How's your car search?
It's dead. I stopped. I've been too busy. Like, so, and I've gotten accustomed to, like, just being a mooch and not having to rely on other people. I'm riding the bicycle a lot more.
Yeah, my grandmother never had her driver's license.
It's like I live in Asia, you know, except I don't, you know, I go to the grocery store on my bike.
You do.
Right. How's your life working out? Well, you know, mentally, I'm pretending like I'm in Asia.
I'm going to see you riding down Harlem, no hands, eating noodles with chopsticks out of a bowl.
Wouldn't that be outstanding? It's the poster for the show right there, you know?
Sure is.
Can you ride no hands?
Says COVID life.
Hey, bro. You know? Hey, bro, can you ride no hands?
Yeah. I can do it. I tried it the
You
other
have to
time.
Show him with, like, his long fingers with the chopsticks. Looking upward with, like, a huge long ramen noodle.
The longest noodle of the day, we'll call it.
With some Bluetooth earphones in, making a sales call. I could do it all at the same time. In a suit.
Yeah.
You know?
With
there
a
you
briefcase
go. Right. That's
hand.
Professional. That's what we're doing. That's what we're becoming.
That's your 80s album cover.
Clay, I haven't been this angry. Like, I haven't wanted
you
to.
You got to do something with this anger.
I wanted to fight a guy today. On the phone. This hasn't happened to me in a long time.
Did you slam the phone down?
I don't. And the guy,
you can't do that with a cell phone.
Well, no, you can't. You know? Okay, bye! You know, you want
you gotta,
that like, clink.
You got to gently press the button so right. You don't crack the screen.
Remember how you
go to hell, Jerry!
Remember you used to wiggle the phone and so it wouldn't fit into it right away so they can hear how your anger would go?
Bill.
That was big.
And you just stick it in real hard.
Like, what? Huh?
I don't care if I break it. I kind of do, but I don't.
Yeah, the only way to do that with a cell phone now is you wait for the other party to start talking, and then you interject and hang up on them. Right. And they tell that
they don't even think that. They go, oh, his provider must have dropped him.
Right. He's not angry with me. He's got bad connection.
He didn't pay his bill probably.
Right, yeah.
Must have T-Mobile or U.S. Cellular.
Bill
or Verizon.
Ooh.
Or AT&T.
Make sure you get all of them, Bill.
Cell phone Billy.
We don't make enemies now. We got to.
Right.
You guys met Cell Phone Billy? He knows all the cell phone companies.
What was the real cheap one that you always used to see on TV that there was like
Boost.
Cricket?
Oh, Cricket.
Boost.
Sure.
Yeah. Spirit.
That's what Bin
Laden
called. Sprint.
Bill goes Spirit. You got Halloween on the mind, boy.
It is coming up in Halloween season. And, you know, I was thinking about Spirit Airlines. Because I was just thinking, like.
You heading somewhere?
Cheap. Yeah. No. I'm thinking about going to FLA.
You should go to Spirit.
I was with two of my buddies from Florida over the weekend. They were in town.
Okay.
Shout out to you, Phil Mamoser and George Hafner.
Yeah, it was fun to see those guys. I haven't seen them in ages.
They're down in Bonita Springs, and there's a golf outing on the 15th of October.
Oh, wow.
Clay, we haven't seen these guys in like a year. Phil Mamoser used to be the bar manager at O'Sullivan's when I was tending bar there.
He's a beautiful
voice. A great
voice
friend.
As well.
His brother Vince has been on the program. They're great friends of the show. They've
Vince
been
is
in,
my bandmate.
They've been in our films. They've been collaborators for
Absolutely.
A very long time, listeners.
Sure.
I haven't seen Phil in like a year. Phil's always had like long kind of, you know, surfer.
Long, greasy hair.
Well, yeah, but he was the lead singer of the Des Plaines River Band. Like, he's had that rock kind of star look to him for years.
Yeah, he's got a little,
you know?
Sebastian Bach about him.
Yeah, he does.
You got a touch of Sebastian,
right.
Buddy.
You got a little Sebastian Bach in you.
You got Sebastian Bach potential, kid.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I see Phil. I haven't seen him in ages. We walked into O'Sullivan's. I wanted to get something to eat. I haven't been in there in like a year and a half.
Sure.
But I didn't want to hang out because I'm not drinking, right?
Good idea.
So I said, I want to get a takeout to go.
Yep.
But we go to pick it up, and lo and behold, look who's standing outside. There's Phil and George Hefner.
And Vince Mamoser. All three.
All three.
And Vince, yeah. All of our pals. We haven't seen him in years. George has a handlebar mustache. He looks like Bill the Butcher from There Will Be Blood. Gangs of New York.
Gangs of New York.
He's got a Daniel Day-Lewis kind of mustache thing going on, but he's waxing it.
It's making awesome. It,
like
it's
Raleigh,
high maintenance.
Like Raleigh Fingers, all right?
Yep.
He's got black curly hair that he's let gone wild, all right? He's balding on top. He's wearing a golf shirt that is a Hawaiian-themed golf shirt.
Does his buddy own the brand?
Right.
Was he on a unicycle?
George is a golf pro, right? But George has cultivated this, like, now eccentric kind of look that I love, right?
Sure.
And then around the corner comes his partner in crime, Phil Mamoser in Florida. Phil looks like he just stepped off the set of Point Break.
Yeah.
Okay?
except he's got Jordans on and long blonde hair, like sun-kissed.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, not dyed or sun-kissed.
You took notice.
Oh, I was jealous, man. You know? I said, look at your beautiful sun-kissed, dirty saltwater hair.
And then you walked up with no hair and no tooth.
No, but they told me that I looked handsome and good. They said, you look like you've been working out.
You look handsome and good.
Right. Look at you. You look handsome and good, buddy.
No compliments for me.
No. How's the radio show going? What's new with you?
So, I mean, a while back you were mentioning on this very program that you were going to have a character of your own. You started wearing certain things, glasses or something?
I did. I was I was cultivating a look. Man, I've
what
had so many...
What happened to your UV ray glasses?
They like were UV. Protector. They were my Robert Evans Oliver Peoples sunglasses.
Yeah, well,
Robert Evans had a line. The movie mogul Robert Evans.
Yes,
he had. You know, he's very famous. He produced The Godfather. All that.
Sure. Yeah.
He was a personal Hollywood hero of mine.
Sure. Okay?
He had that show on Comedy Central, Kid Notorious. You know, the cartoon about him. Anyway, I always liked his. I always liked guys that could wear sunglasses all the time. Jack Nicholson pulls it off.
Yeah. Right?
Al Davis from the Raiders, just win, baby.
Sure.
Stevie Wonder. You know, Elwood and Jake Blues.
Yeah.
You know, I thought maybe I'm a sunglasses guy at one point. This was before I decided to start working out. I said, maybe I don't need to work out. Maybe I just need a look.
A pair of sunglasses will solve everything.
I wonder if I can just start wearing sunglasses everywhere and people will just let it go after a while. And
they will.
Yeah, you're right. Anyway, I'm angry, folks. I haven't wanted to fight anybody in
quite a
while.
You got to get in the gym. Boxing gym.
I got to start working out again.
Wait, no, just go wail on a heavy bag for 2 hours. You'll feel amazing.
Well, before I do that, I should probably go to the Cork and Carry and have a cold beverage.
Don't start a fight there.
Don't. You could be in trouble if you start a fight there. Don't do that.
Yeah.
This show is presented by the Cork and Carry Irish Pub.
Yes.
More Hoolies will be after these.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Carry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Carry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Carry. When a party gets rowdy, the Irish call it a hoolie. Yes! Paddy's Irish Whiskey welcomes you back to the 7th annual Irish American Movie Hoolie at the Gene Siskel Film Center. It's the only Irish American Film Festival in the world, and you're invited! Friday, Saturday, Sunday, September 24th, 25th, and 26th at the Gene Siskel Film Center, 164 North State Street, right across the street from Chicago Theater. This year's trinity of films are Baffle, In Search of Weepin' Jim, A Bend in the River, and Endless Sunshine in a Cloudy Day. You will laugh, you will be shocked, and you will cry. So come join us for legendary storytelling of Irish cinema at the 7th Annual Irish American Movie Hoolie. Go to moviehoolie.org for more info. Paddy's Irish Whiskey is sponsoring the Hoolie, along with the Dearborn, Hilton Chicago, and Culture Ireland. Yes, Culture. What's so classy? Yes! Go meet the stars of the films each night and sample some of the complimentary Paddy's Irish Whiskey at the bar in the Dearborn. Don't miss the 7th Annual Irish American Movie Hoolie, Siskel Film Center, 164 North State Street in Chicago, the classiest indie theater in America, moviehoolie.org. See you at the movies, Hoolie.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehys pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Chicago firefighters first formed an independent firemen's association in 1901. Firefighter delegates met in 1918 at the American Federation of Labor Convention to form the International Association of Firefighters. Chicago, having been the second organization to join the American Federation of Labor, they were designated as IAFF Local 2. Over the next 100 years or so, Local 2 has been tempered through turbulent times and survived to prosper. In 1980, a contentious strike almost split the union, but the Brotherhood of the Barrel prevailed. Today, it's a stronger union because of that, as Local 2 is forever negotiating benefits for their members. Ask any of the members and they will tell you, as the faces of our ranks change over time, the men and women of Local 2 will always stand steadfast in our resolve to aid and assist those who find themselves in dire situations. Our brotherhood is our bond, and we celebrate our differences as a way to better serve the citizens of Chicago and keep each other safe. For more info, go to IAFF2.org.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Quiet Riot.
Quiet Riot.
Little D for you. Thank you, Mike. Mike Sarkowski, our producer. Even a little bump there at the Quiet Riot, because before the break. Welcome back, folks.
Billy Idol.
By the way, Hooli's Hooli. I was telling everybody that
You should have this playing in the background amped. Of all your calls.
Yeah, right? I want to talk to your boss. Are you the right person to be talking to? You know? I'm just thinking, don't take no from a guy who can't say yes. Don't be that.
Are you the decision maker?
Well, you know, I haven't done this in a long time. I'm producing an event right now, right?
Sure.
Just let a little bit of the cat out of the bag. And we're dealing with some celebrities, right? And some of these celebrities are, you know, business moguls too, mm-hmm. right? And it's almost more difficult to get a hold of these guys to speak to them about the event than it is
Have you called Jimmy Flint?
Who?
Larry Flint's nephew, Jimmy?
No, I haven't. You're right. He would know these guys. Maybe I just start representing myself. It's Jimmy Flint of Whip Company. Hustler. Is your boss there? Put him on.
Wow.
I got some business to talk about.
Yeah, call us Johnny DeRito.
Right. Hey, Johnny DeRito, Hollywood talent agent. I'm hoping to speak to you, sir. Mr. Microsoft man.
Here, you got nice cheekbones.
I understand you're the director of business development.
What does that mean?
Tell me what you do there, and are you the right person to be speaking to? Can you put me in touch with the guy?
The guy with the pens?
Right. You know why I called. When Johnny DeRito calls, he doesn't ask for mopes like you. He needs to talk to the boss.
That's what you really have to do, though. Right. People will be so blown away, they won't know what to do. They'll just be like, hold. And
totally insulted. Yeah.
They'll just transfer you to the next person.
Well, here's what upset me today. Right, there's a guy I've been trying to get a hold of. I reach out to a putz like that, of part of like this, his, you know, corporate circle, mm-hmm. you know, and everyone's an idiot, you know, and no one will give me an answer or respond to my inquiries, right? And I'm like, I'm starting to get upset. This reminds me of when I was tracking down celebrities when we were producing movies, right?
Yeah.
Trying to get a script read, and I forgot about the amount of buttholes in show business. Butthole little gatekeepers, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like David Spade, like his character, remember, where he's like, and you're here, why?
Yeah
take totally. A seat over there. Like,
they're 1,000 times worse.
They are.
Yeah.
Because now they're in a virtual world, right? Yes. They don't even have somebody in the office to go.
Who can strangle them.
Yes. Yes, that's what the office was good for, beating your coworkers. I miss that.
Well, that's how Suge Knight got things done that way.
Anyway.
He did get things done that way.
But this dude,
you gotta be the Suge Knight of cold calls.
Yeah. So finally, I get this dude on the phone. Right after I pound him a couple twice times.
Yeah. What's that?
On LinkedIn.
Yeah. Pounded him on LinkedIn.
I pound him a couple twice times on LinkedIn. He finally gets back to me.
He did some.
Anyway, yeah, I hit him up on LinkedIn a couple times. No response. I don't like the no response.
No, that's not nice.
Especially when I'm offering you something very, very special.
Lucrative.
Okay. And I'm not even trying to sell something. Like, hey, we want to, you know, give you this, and everybody there is going to kiss your butt for, a weekend.
Yeah. This is a free thing here.
I need to talk to your boss.
Yeah.
Put him on.
What's the response? Get on a waiting list?
No, so finally, the guy's cell phone number is listed on LinkedIn.
Oh, so
right?
Now you can find out where
And I'm like, I'm going to call him, you know? Calling him.
Why not?
So I call a cell phone number, right? And I leave a message. I go, hey, how you doing? You know?
You said it like that?
Yeah, it's me from LinkedIn.
It's me.
Yeah, it's me.
It's me from LinkedIn.
It's me, the guy from LinkedIn who's been trying to give your boss a kiss. Why don't you respond? Uh-huh. You know?
Finally. And the thing I said about pound, and I didn't mean it like that. Right. I meant misconstrued.
Yeah, I meant pound in a loving way. Where's your boss?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Anyway, he goes,
you just gotta do it like a jerky boy. Yeah, where's
exactly.
Paul? Where's Paul?
That's what it's come to. And I think it's because I'm over 40 now. I don't care anymore.
No.
I don't care about the rules, you know. I don't care about the Russian sales Bible manual that they've been teaching you.
Throw it out the window.
These are my rules, you know.
Write your own Russian manual, sales manual, petty sales manual.
Right. Me, Grant Cardone, look out, tough guy. I'm coming for you.
You got to go ahead. Yeah, you got to be a little bit of a mafia, a little bit of, stockbroker,
uh-huh.
and a little bit of high school principal.
Yeah, okay. So you got to be a little stockbroker, a little high school principal, and what was the other one?
Mafia.
Mafia. This is part of the Houlihan sales manual.
Yeah.
The Hooli's Hooli manual.
You just become
gotta,
that man.
Yeah, you got to be like, come on, don't do this to me. Don't be like that. And then, and then the high school principal part is you make him feel nice, you know?
Right. Like,
it's going to be all right. We're going to work together on this. It's going
to
be great.
We're going to talk to a counselor. We're going to get counseled through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is this character called? Prince of Mafia?
Jimmy Swags.
Jimmy Swags.
Jimmy Flynn.
What the hell are you guys talking about right now?
The guy, the persona of the person who carries Principal Mafia and...
Electrician, I forgot already.
Oh, yeah, boy. It doesn't matter. Anyway, but finally get the guy on the phone.
He wants nothing to do with you.
Well, he goes, first of all, this is great. Because I call a cell phone, right? Hello? You know? Oh. Yes, I'm hoping to speak to, let's give him a name. What kind of name can we give him?
Chad.
Yeah.
Chad?
Chad Lemmings.
Yeah, Chad Lemmings. Right. Hi, yes, I'm hoping to speak to Chad Lemmings.
Right. Head of business development.
Right. Head of business development.
Right.
You know? And he goes, yeah, this is him. Oh. May I ask who's calling?
You may.
You know? I said... My name's Patty Houlihan. I'm with the, Chicagoland Sports Hall of Fame.
Yes.
I'll let the cat out of the bag. I work for the Hall of Fame. Right?
Yes, we know this.
And he goes, yeah, I know who you are. I got your notes.
Oh.
You know? It's like, well, then why don't you acknowledge it? You know? Yeah. Like, and I
what
go,
are you waiting on?
I go, what's the deal? And he goes, well, he's aware of the message, and we had an inner circle stand-up. We had a stand-up meeting. At that point, that's when the mallet wanted to come out of the back of my pocket, and I wanted to just smash the phone.
Gallagher style.
Yeah, and just go, a what? What did you say, Chad Lemmings? A stand-up meeting?
It's not even worth sitting down at a table.
You minion?
Yeah, that's when you go Sammy the Bull on him.
Right.
You're telling me you couldn't even sit down and talk?
Right. Anyway, I go, okay. And he goes, he's a very busy guy, and I'll relay the message. I go,
I thought you said you were already related. You said a stand-up meeting.
Yeah, and yeah, they had a stand-up. I go, listen.
Something right here, Chad.
Right, Chad. Tell him it's Jimmy Flint. And Hustler wants to talk to him.
Listen, there'll be a signed Hustler on your doorstep tomorrow morning.
Right. Or a horse's head. You have it your way, guy.
Anyway. Signed by Willie Mays.
Yeah. A Hustler signed by Willie Mays? Now that's something.
Right. You don't really know a message, you're going to... Come on. I'm going to have a Hustler signed by Willie Mays sent to your house.
Come on, guy.
Anyway. He goes, We've had the stand-up. I've relayed the message.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Of course it is. In these inner circles around celebrity, there's always some...
Horrible terminology.
There's always some hanger-on who thinks he's more important than he is, right? And he loves the gatekeeper status, right?
And the lingo, apparently.
Right. He's very cold. I'm like, yeah, we got your message, you know?
Did you?
Like, I'm trying to get into a club, you know? Like, hey, can I get in? I'll slip you a 20. I really want to see Prince, you know?
Uh-huh.
But you should have told him you're going to go down there and smash his knees apart.
Plays answer to everything. Just violent force.
How about I come down there and talk to him first?
Remember two episodes back, Clay said my daughter should wipe a booger on her and then smash her face into the desk?
Right, the decoy booger.
That's how you prevent bullying.
To prevent bullying. Yeah. It's great. It's great advice, really.
It's called a preemptive strike.
Right.
It's a preemptive booger. Decoy strike.
Maybe you could throw a booger into your sales routine somehow.
I can't because you can't throw a virtual. You can't wipe a virtual booger on anybody.
Just mid sentence, say booger.
I would say that to him next time. You know what I'm doing right now? I'm wiping a virtual booger on you.
Could you? You know what?
Where's your boss?
Your face?
You probably could do it because if you're like, you'd have to wipe a booger on your own screen. Yeah. Ooh, a virtual booger app. Now we're on.
You should just
idea.
Tell him. Yeah, tell him to start choking himself.
Yeah, but like if you were zooming,
you know what I'd like you to do right now? Put your hands around your neck and start choking yourself. Because I'm not there to do it. Where is your boss? I want to talk to him and I want to give him a kiss and tell him how great he is.
Yeah.
If you wiped a booger,
I don't understand what the problem is.
If you wiped a booger on your phone screen, would the other people be able to see? Like, would it look like a black dot or would it look like a smeared booger on your screen? Whatever.
Bill at the Apple conference.
Bill, like lately.
Hi,
Bill.
Tim Cook. If you wipe a booger on your phone screen, will it look like a booger or will it be like a black dot?
If someone's zooming with you or FaceTiming.
Great question, Bill. Now the new Apple phone.
Right.
So booger resistant. You technically could, you know, maybe Apple does come out with the virtual booger wipe, you know, where you can see it.
No, that should be an app where you pay $5 to wipe a booger on someone, and then they open up a text message, and it's just like a booger.
Wouldn't that be cool? Well,
actually, it's 3D. It looks like a hand coming out of a phone with a booger on it.
What if you have like an on?
You jump back. You're like, oh my God!
What if you could have like an on-demand booger guy, like an Uber
Bill
booger
wants
guy?
A VR booger wiping app.
But you know how people can connect.
You'd have Freddy's glove come out with a huge booger on it. You could have
have James Cameron design the effects.
James, this booger glove was designed by James Cameron.
Wow.
And Chad Lemmings.
former Minion, head of business development.
Well, so you're chasing celebrities.
Well, anyway, no. So finally he goes, yeah, you know, we got the message, whatever. And I was like, but this is what irked me. He goes,
how'd you end it?
He goes, is there, I said, listen, I said, I understand he's a busy guy. Is there a personal assistant or someone that
someone besides
works
you
with
I
him?
Can talk to?
Yeah, that I can send a form. No, that I can send a formal letter to, an invitation to, right?
Yeah.
No. You know,
oh, there's not.
Everybody I've talked to just plays dumb. I'm like, what, is there a culture of fear here? That's existing in the organization where nobody wants to be the guy who handed over the phone number, you know? I'm wondering that, you know?
I mean, there's no direct mailing address for anybody?
No, there's nothing. I'm like, what is this?
No, you know?
But it was like, it just reminds me of trying to get a hold of agents and celebrities and, you know, all that stuff again. But
yeah.
Anyway, that's my rant.
Okay, Bill, what's going on with you?
Nothing. Like, you know, I've been on vacation for the week.
Oh, yeah. You've been laying low.
Yeah, trying to get my life in order.
Dorito high life?
No Doritos.
Oh, you're on the fitness kick, aren't you?
I'm still eating like.
You still drinking pop with Twizzlers?
Stopped buying pop. Haven't bought a case of pop in like 6 weeks.
That's good.
Yeah.
Pop's a killer. Number one killer.
So, pop is a killer.
Pop and cigarettes. Why is he dead? Pop cigarettes. Come on. That's all he did.
Yeah.
How about those White Sox boys?
Amazing, right?
Come on.
It's nice to see. It's nice to see.
First time ever in White Sox franchise history.
Let's go. Give them a hand, everybody.
Give the White Sox a hand.
They're back-to-back playoff appearances that has never been done before.
Let's do it. Let's go. Now it's time to go. My jersey showed up in the mail the other day. I got the Field of Dreams jersey.
Did you?
Oh, nice.
It took several months to get here.
Any player number on it?
That game was what? What day?
July.
Yeah.
I think it was in July.
Yeah,
end of July.
Like the next day.
No, Field of Dreams game, I think, was in early August.
Okay. It doesn't matter, but you finally got it, Claire,
Costner
right?
Costner knows when it happened.
Yeah, Costner knows when it was. That's all that matters.
He saved that part of the
game. Is there a jersey number on it?
7.
Oh, a TA.
TA.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's who I would probably wear on the Sox right
it's
now.
Great.
Or nice. Abreu. I love Abreu.
Yeah.
Are you worried about the Sox at all in the playoffs? Now that they're in,
I mean,
there is a certain level to kind of live up to this year. It's like, guys better get past the first round.
They just dropped two to Detroit.
I don't know.
That's why you get worried. I'm worried about them. They're they're faltering a bit.
I watched like Michael Kopech go tonight, and I'm like, okay. They haven't used him all year. He's not gassed. That's what I'm like, okay, maybe they were smart about it. Now that Rodon, we don't know what's going on with him.
No, he throws gas, I mean.
Oh, Kopech does. He throws heat. And you got Garrett Crochet. So I don't think they're, you know, they're bad. Look, I think the pitching is still going to be there.
What's
they're
your
bad.
Thoughts
they
on
hit, man.
On pitchers with ponytails?
If they're winning, I'm fine with it.
All right. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Petty, you have thoughts on that?
No, I don't. Chad Lemmings has a ponytail.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of irks me.
80s Hollywood I want ponytail.
Say, though, like having long hair when you're playing football, because I did my senior year. I
80s
had it, like,
Hollywood ponytail?
So nasty.
What's nasty? Ooh, look at that little 80s Hollywood ponytail. That's nasty.
Yeah, with like a T-shirt and a sport coat.
Yeah, oh, that guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the bouncer guy, you know?
No, like the sleazy agent, you know?
Sure,
like
yeah, it's part of the
casting couch guy.
You mean right. Like the guy in Wayne's World, Mr. Big?
Yes.
Okay.
Who was that played by?
I don't know, but he was a gigantic, heavy set.
Remember we were talking about Devon Sawa?
Yeah.
Did you know that he plays...
The actor Devon Sawa?
Yeah. I have a fun fact. He plays Stan in the Eminem video, Stan, you know.
Oh, yes, you texted me this today.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do that again for me. How do you do that?
Beep, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, Frank DeLeo plays the guy in Wayne's World.
Oh, yeah, Frank DeLeo.
Good fine actor.
Yeah, good guy.
Anyway, you know what we did the other day, Clay?
What's that?
Rick Hogan here in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, you guys are special guests.
Was nice enough to have us down to WGN and do his show.
How were you treated?
Lovely.
It was great.
Always fun. We have our movie Hooli this weekend for our listeners right now.
Was there a green room?
There, not really. We went right in. I'll tell you this much. We got down there, and this WGN studios are off of Michigan Avenue now. And it's kind of hard to park. And, you know, we get up there and getting close to airtime. Excuse me. And I mean, my dad was doing the show with us, right?
Sure.
Because he runs Hibernian Media. We all run it together. And this show is under that umbrella, right?
Yes.
And we have the film festival, which is going on now. Tomorrow night, if you want to go out, you can go see Endless Sunshine on a cloudy day.
Right.
That's at 5 p.m. We'll be there, and then we're having a party afterwards at the Dearborn. So come on by if you're listening right now live. Anyway, we were down there to plug that, right, and promote the movie Hooli. It's the 7th annual. We've had a lot of people. We talked about it last episode. But we did go down there, and it was fun because we were on Kogan's show, and at the end of the show, after promoting the entire movie Hooli, Kogan's like, "No, I want to talk about what you guys do."
Oh, yeah.
You know? Afterwards, so the last
and
segment.
What is your answer to that question?
Nothing. And I said, "The Hooli's Hooli. This is our show." And he was like, "Well, what's it about?" And we were like, "You'll have to listen, but there is no. It's stream of consciousness.
Flint.
A lot of it. Yeah." I said, you know.
Flint.
Actually, I couldn't use Flint for GN, but I used Britney Spears. Mm. I said, "You like Britney Spears? We talk about her a lot." You know, I said, "It's a show about nothing. It's heavily improv driven, and because we've known each other for a number of years, we were able
it
to
rolls off
we're
the
able
thumb,
to hold
baby.
The cadence. You know,
yeah. Did you say hold the kittens?
Hold the cadence.
Oh, I think you said hold the kittens.
But hold the kittens is better.
It is.
Hey,
way
Rick,
better.
we've known each other so long that the flow is so nice. You know, hold the kittens, baby. Hold them." That's how our flow is.
The way we feel, we can all hold the kittens if one of us goes down.
But it was nice to. It was very nice. So I'm thanking Rick Hogan for that.
Yes, thank you.
And it's always hard to try to describe this podcast. Like
now we need
is.
A billboard.
Yeah, we do. It's like no.
What would be the image?
Don't ask. Just listen.
Patty on
listen.
Yeah.
And you will start to understand.
Yeah, that's what. That's our message.
It is. Where's your boss? Message number two.
Where's your ears?
Yeah. On my way into the studio, Clay.
Yes.
I couldn't figure out. My dad was already up in the actual studio space where the boards are, right? And the mics.
Yep.
And they're all sitting down, and I don't know where that is. And it's like a maze. It's a maze up there, right? And I get to the elevator area, and it's Ed Obradovich and Dan Hampton.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I go, "Hey, do you guys know how to get to Rick Kogan's show?" You know, and they looked at me and they were like, "Oh, it's right there." You know, and it was just kind of a surreal moment, like, you know.
Celebrity sighting.
Well, it's celebrity sighting, but not so much that, like, it was like, I didn't care that they were celebs. I was like, of course, they're here. I need to know how to get to the studio.
Yeah.
You know, and I think they were kind of like thrown for a little loop. It was like an awkward, they're like, "Oh, he doesn't want our autograph?" And I was like, "No, I just want to know where to go."
They thought you were Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't think they thought I was Johnny Knoxville from Jackass. They thought you were Johnny Knoxville.
Weren't you wearing, like, an American flag helmet?
I should have,
right?
Like, you're being shot out of a cannon.
Yeah.
You guys know where Rick's office is?
Who's Rick? Exactly. We got to play some music at some point.
Yeah, I have a choice.
What do you got?
I'm in a Doors mood.
You are?
Yeah, can we find a little beautiful Doors? I have a song, it's called, it's a lesser known Doors song.
Okay.
It's called Tell All the People. And that's what we want to do with this show.
That's exactly what we want to do. Bring more listeners. Oh, and you know what? While Mike's pulling that up,
yes,
I got to give a shout out to Rudy Marusik, who I believe we may have mentioned a few episodes back.
Yeah,
right?
Old friend.
An old friend sent me a very nice note via Facebook Messenger.
God bless the technology, Zuckerberg.
He says, "Hey, dude, not sure if you remember me or not." Of course we remember Rudy, right?
Of course, legend.
4 years older than us. Our buddy Mike Bobak, his brother Joe, was boys with Rudy. Rudy went to St. Luke's as well as us, just a few classes ahead of us.
Yeah, he has a brother Mike, who's a great
guy.
Mike
is a great ahead of us, right?
Always watched our back.
Absolutely, right? So he sends me a note. Not sure if you remember or not. Just wanted to let you know that I'm loving the podcast. Great to see you guys just hum along with it.
Yeah.
thanks, Rudy.
That's what life's all about.
He said, keep it up. If you're ever out in Colorado, hit me up.
Oh, done.
Say hi to the gang.
I'll be there, you know? Man.
So thank you, Rudy,
yeah,
for
thanks.
The shout-out.
For
it's
sure.
always nice, you know, because I, never in a million years would I think what Rudy was listening to this show.
In Colorado.
Yeah. But that's the amazing thing of podcast radios.
It's because you got that beautiful smile.
It is because I have that beautiful,
beautiful
smile.
Radio smile. Right.
Is that what I should start saying on my sales call? Listen, I want to paint a picture for you. First of all, where's your boss? Okay. I can't
put
talk
that
to
on
him.
The back
right.
burner.
I visualize this. I'm on the other end of the phone right now. I'm kind of grinning my teeth, and I'm missing a tooth in the back. Think about what that looks like. You got it in your head?
What if he's like, so am I?
It's a radio right. smile. Right.
You've been to MUDS?
Right. You ever been to a dental school to get your teeth fixed?
The guy says MUDS, and you go, oh, all right.
Are you Patty?
Let me get it. Right. And let me, listen, I had a tooth. Jeff, he's dead.
He died.
They buried him in a dumpster.
I saw your tooth.
Yeah.
You're Jeff's owner?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Where's your boss? Put him on.
He told me never to let anyone right. speak to you.
Right. Mike, Mr. Business Development.
Mike just spelled your tooth, Jeff, G E O F F.
That's totally how it's spelled. It's elegant.
Yeah.
Elegant Jeff.
G E O F F E. Geoffe.
Geoff?
Wow.
My dead tooth, Geoff.
You got that door stone?
Where, right. What is this called?
Shh. Just listen.
We'll be back.
Tell all the people that you see, follow me. Follow me down. Tell all the people that you see, set them free. Follow me down. You tell them they don't have to run. We're gonna pick up their. Your life's complete. Follow me down. Can't you see me growing? Get your guns. The time has come. So follow me down. Follow me across the sea where milky babies seem to be molded, flowing revelry with the one that set them free. Tell all the people that you see, it's just me. Follow me down. Follow me. Follow me down. Tell all the people that you see we'll be free. Follow me down. Tell all the people that you see it's just me. Follow me down. Tell all the people that
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Hang in there. We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolie. Stay tuned.
It's rowdy. The Irish call it a hoolie. Yes. Paddy's Irish Whiskey welcomes you back to the 7th annual Irish American Movie Hoolie at the Gene Siskel Film Center. It's the only Irish American film festival in the world, and you're invited. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, September 24th, 25th, and 26th at the Gene Siskel Film Center, 164 North State Street, right across the street from Chicago Theater. This year's trinity of films are Baffle, In Search of Weepin' Jim, A Bend in the River, and Endless Sunshine in a Cloudy Day. You will laugh, you will be shocked, and you will cry. So come join us for legendary storytelling of Irish cinema at the 7th Annual Irish American Movie Hoolie. Go to moviehoolie.org for more info. Paddy's Irish Whiskey is sponsoring the Hoolie, along with the Dearborn, Hilton Chicago, and Culture Ireland. Yes, Culture. What's so classy? Yes! Go meet the stars of the films each night and sample some of the complimentary Paddy's Irish Whiskey at the bar in the Dearborn. Don't miss the 7th Annual Irish American Movie Hoolie, Siskel Film Center, 164 North State Street in Chicago, the classiest indie theater in America, moviehoolie.org. See you at the movies, Hoolie.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on.
Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Boom! Welcome back. Go to the Cork and Kerry. Best spot there is for a cold one.
Yeah.
We're in the fourth quarter of the program, folks. Hooli's Hooli. We heard the Doors before the break.
I miss Jim Morrison.
Me too. Yeah. I do want to give a shout out to my son, Mikey.
Oh, hey.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Mike is turning 7 this weekend.
Wow.
7 heaven.
7's awesome.
And he is finally starting to look older to me, although he lost his second front tooth today. So
oh, he lost
it. It's pretty funny looking. What?
Yeah.
He finally lost it.
That's a huge deal.
But, you know, he's got the 7. Here, again, Clay, he doesn't want, I'm like, what do you want for your birthday? He wants, I don't know, I've spoken of this before on the show, he's a huge horror nut. Right? Loves horror films and stuff like that.
Right.
He wanted to go to, I went to Spirit, I've been to Spirit Halloween. I made my first visit of the season this week to take, Mike's been asking me about it. He wanted to go scout out the animatronics.
Oh, yeah.
He wants, so we get there and he goes, that's what I want. It's about a 9-foot tall werewolf with this huge mouth going, ha 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 ha, you know, and which would be terrifying to a lot of young kids.
Yeah.
He's like, that's what I want. I want that. I go, that's what you want for your birthday? I go, you can't do anything with it, you know? Yeah. He's like, no, I just want it. Like, he wants to just scare the hell out of people for their birthday. I think that's what he wants more than anything is. So we got him a costume. He's always dressing up and got, you know, in different Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
He wanted to be this thing called the Rake. You ever see this thing?
No.
It looks like a white worm. It's in one of these like nylon little, you know, like the Green Man suits people get in where the head zips up too.
Yeah.
That's what this thing is, with terrifying white fangs, and it's all white, and he's got really long fingers. It's really freaky looking, right? Uh-huh. He's like, I want that. I want to be that. And
so
I was like, come on, man. Just be like Maverick from Top Gun or something, you know? Like,
right.
Yeah.
Like, why do you have
be
to
be Johnny Bench?
Like, why do you have to be this? This thing's weird, you know? It's not weird. It's just that, like, Mikey's into, like, scaring the hell out of people, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, you know, and I'm like, all right, I'll buy it for you. It was $40,
oof,
you know, but
no going back on it now.
It doesn't even count.
Hey, you made him happy.
But I'm trying to figure out, I'm like, man, what else can I get this guy where he's going to, you know, do I splurge on it? And just, I'm not buying that giant werewolf. Look at Mike pulled a picture up of it right there. You can Google it.
It's
on spirit.com.
What are they asking for that thing?
What's it called, Mike? Mr. Howie?
300.
Same size as Shaq.
Yeah. It's like a big rubber shack with a mask on, werewolf mask.
Okay. That's when you got money to blow, dude.
That's how you describe
it. It's reusable.
It. That's the lost dad at Spirit. I'm looking for like this big shack size werewolf.
Big werewolf, it's the size of Shaq, I
for
heard.
My kid's birthday. Oh, yeah, you're talking about Mr. Howie. He's over there. Oh, okay. Where's your boss? Is he around?
Yeah, right.
Like the talk.
I actually don't need the werewolf. This is all a sales tactic.
Right. Anyway, so we're in the swing of it again. Mikey's still loving Halloween. He's getting pumped up for it. So, but it's also his 7th birthday, and I want to tell him I love him and very proud of him.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday, Mikey boy. Also, our good friend Nick Rada. Ring the bell, Mike. Nick Rada.
Oh, yep. Rada.
Every time we say his name, we ring a bell. One of our most loyal fans of the program.
Yes.
He's having a birthday as well. He's 40.
Wow.
Happy birthday,
welcome
Nick.
To the club.
Welcome to the club, sir. Happy birthday. We love him, too.
It just gets better from here.
You been watching any of this Gabby Petito stuff?
It's tragic.
I've tried to stay away from all of it.
Bill didn't even know what I was talking about the other day.
I mean, I've seen it, but I haven't been
watching Saved by the Bell for the last week.
No, I've been watching the Ali documentary on PBS, which has been unbelievable.
It is. It's a nice break from everything else in the news.
Yeah, that's a tragic story, though. I hope they catch that boyfriend and string him up.
Well, did you watch? It's interesting that, I mean, this is a movie, obviously. This will be made into a movie at some point because they're...
They
documented everything.
Yeah, they're influencers, right? And you know, like, this is going to make for one riveting documentary if they ever are able to piece together any of this footage that exists, or if it's even going to be released.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what happened here. But the girl and the boyfriend getting pulled over, and then they go missing, and they're, you know, the story is, it's a wild story.
It's sick.
It's almost too convoluted for me to talk about in the last 4 minutes of the program.
Yeah, it's leave it for the newscasters.
But one thing I thought that I watched was, like, look at how wrapped up the girl was in image, you know, about, like, she was like, I think that's where their fight started. And that's, does that get addressed in the Petito movie? Do you know what I mean? Like, what drove the boyfriend over the cliff to make him, you know, do something like that? Because when you watch the first video of them getting pulled over,
yeah,
he's actually calm and collected, and she's the one who had attacked him in the video.
Yeah.
Right?
Ted Bundy was calm and collected in court.
That's very true, Clay. Very true.
Yes, she was.
Ah, the old Bundy rip. I forgot
about
him.
You
want
to know why he was very... Calm and collected?
He had Chad Lemmings on
his
side.
He knew how to hold the kitten.
He used to tell women he was Chad Lemmings.
He coined the phrase, hold the kittens.
Hold the kittens.
Ted Bundy?
No, Lemmings.
Oh, Lemmings, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, that's horrible. Horrible people. You know, what, the guy was yelling at waitresses, supposedly. I don't know what his deal is. He snapped, though. And the now he's going to be found either dead or alive and in big trouble.
Well, he went missing, right? And it's like, how long can you hide in a society like this today when you're, like, on the news like that?
A long time if you're Whitey Bulger.
Yeah, that's true, I guess, right?
Or the other 50 most wanted people in the country.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's that smart. He's probably in... He's. I don't think he is where he said he was going.
He didn't tell anybody where he was
probably
going.
Probably trying to make it to Mexico, but he ain't gonna do it.
He might. It's easy to blend in down there right now.
Yeah, you can go on the border and just hang out with one of those refugees.
Yeah, because he doesn't look, you know, suspicious at all.
Out down there.
He'll have, like, a fake, you know, nose and mustache on. Like, no, nothing to see here.
Anyway, that's been most of the news that I've been following is that
Well,
case.
Don't follow. Watch Tom and Jerry.
Maybe that's what, yes. Back to Tom and Jerry.
What if you just became a huge Tom and Jerry enthusiast?
I'd
all
probably,
your t-shirts, everything in your house.
It's weird. Guys are weird like that. Like, you ever see?
Do you think there's a guy your age that's obsessed with Tom and Jerry?
Yeah, he rung me up at Spirit, dude. Like, that's like you see like a grown man with like a Pennywise shirt on. You're like,
He has to.
You
know, wear that.
Like, what?
Corporate makes him wear that.
Right, let me ask you something.
Let me talk to your boss.
Well, first of all, I want to talk to your boss about the shirt. It's offensive.
Do you have to wear that?
Right? So you're in a horror show shop.
Yeah. But you're not at Jimmy Flint's house anymore.
I'm not? Oh, pardon me. I thought I was at the Hustler Mansion. You don't wear Pennywise shirts to the Hustler Mansion.
That's where I usually hang out.
Mm. I'm sure the Pennywise shirts are okay at the Hustler Mansion.
Thanks, Bill.
You don't want to scare the staff.
Oh, yeah.
What just happened? Hold the kittens.
Well, let's end on a positive note.
Okay. How do you want to do that?
By talking about the White Sox winning the World Series. Let's go back into it. They got to hold the kitten, you know, all the way through the playoffs, as they say.
They sure do.
As they say in the States.
I think they have just as, you know, it's a new season, man. You might as well just roll the dice again and see what happens.
Yeah, Russo, I have to. Yeah, hose them all down and get them ready.
You got
to
hose the troops down. You got to hose them down, get them shaved, get them ready. You know?
That's right.
We run a class organization here.
Absolutely. Yep.
We want you wet shaved and ready for the playoffs, boys.
We want you brushed and ready.
Because your mug's going to be on TV soon.
You got dingers to hit, boys.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wishing the White Sox the best. If you've enjoyed the last hour of the program, and I hope you have, you can go to hibernianradio.org and find archives of this show there, or you can go to iTunes and search for Hooley's Hooley Show. That's H-O-O-L-E-Y.
Right.
Want to thank the sponsors again. That's Cork and Carry Irish Pub out in Beverly and Bridgeport. Fox's Beverly Pizza on Western Avenue. Mm-hmm. The Flood Brothers Disposal.
Yep.
Guinness Irish Stout. Guinness is good for you, all right? And the International Association of Firefighters Local Union 2. Oh, we're going out with a little REM, huh? Ooh.
We were talking about it earlier.
We were? I don't even
Before
remember.
Before the show.
I don't remember what happened in the last hour. I never do.
Nothing well, bad. You need to be happy. Stop being angry.
Yeah.
See you next week.